Oh, we praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We praise your name, Lord. We bless your name, Lord. We thank you for your goodness, Lord. Hallelujah. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you need peace, turn to the Prince of Peace. Amen. Open wide the door of your heart. You have given responsibility to allow or disallow what comes into your heart. So you've got to open your heart and trust your heart with the Lord. He says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and do what? Open the door." So Lord, we say, come in to our hearts, Lord Jesus. Come in today, Lord. Come in to stay. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. I need you. I want you. I choose you. Hallelujah. You're the lover of my soul. You're the one who makes me whole. You're the one who's given to me that abundant life, so rich and free. Hallelujah. We love you. Lord, we love you. We appreciate you, Lord. Hallelujah. We give you glory. We give you praise. Let's just turn to Jesus right now. Can we just stand up and lift our hands to him? Everyone in this room, just stand up and lift your hands to the Lord. This is the day that God has made. He's given you life. He's given me breath. Amen. Together we come and we join to worship our Creator. Hallelujah. Through Jesus the Son. And give him an offering of thanks today. Would you do that? And give him an offering of praise, and let it be as an incense before his throne. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God wants to awaken his people. He wants to awaken his church. Not woke, but awaken. Hallelujah. Amen. So we'll be delivered from the woke mentality. Hallelujah. But we awake to righteousness. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, you know, the Bible says that in our weakness, his strength is made perfect. So, you know, God can't use people who are strong in themselves, but he chooses people who know that they need him. So his grace, his power can work effectively through a yielded vessel, a humble vessel. And let me just tell you how humble I am. No, I'm kidding. But if you want to be used of the Lord, you know, we have to understand we're not here to present ourselves to others. But our mission is to present Christ to people. They need Jesus. Amen. And God chooses to use us as that vessel. And don't wait until you're perfect, because you'll never get started. Amen. But begin with obeying the instruction that God gives you, the simple instruction he gives you. Amen. Begin there. It may be as simple as praying for somebody, calling somebody, giving somebody an encouraging word. But just be faithful, and whatever it is that God has placed in your hand to do at the time, and don't wait for the future to get started. You know, there's people that live in the past or they live in the future. But God calls us to the now. Yes. Amen? Yeah. So we need to live today. Life is today. Christ is here. He is the I am. He is with us now, here. And life is now. Mm-hmm. And not in the sweet by and by, pie in the sky. There are promises that we look forward to. But sometimes we're so busy with the past, not getting over the past, that we live in the past and therefore we're no good in the present. Or people live with just forward sight, waiting for the rapture or something to happen, where God has called you to be salt and to light, to be influencers here and now. Amen. because He is the right now I am God. He is Rapha, Jehovah Rapha. He is the Lord who is there. He is with us here and now. It's time, listen, to light the fire again. And you need to maintain the flame and stay lit. This is no time to be slumbering. Amen. This is no time for detours in your walk. If ever there was a time we need to be watchful, it's now. We need to be awake. There are suddenlies happening all over the globe. Unexpected things that are happening everywhere. And so the Lord told us to live in a state of readiness. And He's told us He's coming in an hour when we think not. And most people don't expect that this today could be my last day. And so they're always waiting for one of these days. I'll give my life to Jesus and I'll live for Jesus. Or remember the good old days. And it's okay to reflect on them as a point of reference and maybe to encourage yourself in the now. But the key is to live in the now for the Lord. Don't wait around for something to happen. God is calling you to partner with Him in the now. We talk about having a revival. Well, we'll have to wait till Friday to be revived, right? We should be walking in revival. We should be revived spiritually, personally. Amen? And revival, when we talk about revival, it's just all of us getting together who are already revived and bringing something together as an offering, a great offering together, a corporate offering before the throne of grace. Amen? And the cloud of His presence will fill the atmosphere as we have a heart that is set on right now, connecting. You see, the key is to connect with the Lord. The key is to touch the hem of His garment. If I can just touch the Lord, I'll be healed. If I can just touch Him, I'll be changed. If I just touch the hem of His garment, I'll be revived. I'll be awakened. It's time to light the fire again. In Psalms 121, in verse 2. Psalms 121, verse 2, it says, my help comes from where? The Lord. Now, it didn't say my help comes from the government. My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. And when we begin to look elsewhere for help, we begin to lose spiritual strength. When we shift our dependence on God to dependence on flesh, we lose spiritual strength. God wants His people strong in Him. He doesn't want a weak, anemic church. He wants a church that is on fire for Him. When we seek to find comfort and satisfaction in worldly things, we lose spiritual strength. The enemy is constantly looking for ways to detour us, to distract us, to get us to take our mind off the Lord and put our mind on just earthly things. In 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 19, we have a warning here. It says, quench not the Spirit. That means do not extinguish or put out the fire. We're not to extinguish the influence of the Holy Spirit in our hearts. That's what it's saying. And the Holy Spirit, by the way, is a person who can be grieved. How many know that persons can be grieved? He's not an it, it's a He. The Holy Spirit has been given to us, the Comforter. In Ephesians 4:30, it says, do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Now, how do we grieve the Lord? In verse 31, He says, let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And verse 32, here's the positive, and be kind to one another. Tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. How many know that unforgiveness is a sure way to cut off the flow, to extinguish the fire of God in your hearts? The enemy is seeking for ways to get you offended. There are people that come And they go because somebody hurts their feelings and they allowed an offense to get into their hearts. And now they're holding on to that. And they're holding it against that person. How many know you're going to be offended in this world? But I find that the stronger I am in the Lord, the less impact those offenses have on me. You can get offended going to Walmart, amen? But it doesn't stop you from going to Walmart. There's going to be hypocrites in Walmart. It doesn't stop you from shopping there, amen? How many know that God wants us gathering? Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. Come on. So whenever we neglect our relationship with the Lord, we end up grieving Him. Why? Because He loves us. He loves you. And because without Him, we can only produce bad fruit. Our flesh or sin nature cannot please the Lord. How do we quench the Spirit? How do we extinguish the flame of God in our hearts? The most obvious way is, of course, sin. Willfully choosing to do what you know the Lord disapproves of. Another way is by replacing the work of the Spirit and worship with man-made rules or traditions. And even sometimes church programs end up taking the place of God, where people rely upon a program or a curriculum rather than lean on the Holy Spirit and operate in relationship with God. How many know you and I can produce zero fruit apart from the Holy Spirit? We can do Christian things, but we can't produce life. Only the Holy Spirit gives life. And He's looking for someone who will partner with Him. Another way we shut off or we quench the flow of God's Spirit is through unforgiveness and for disunity among God's people. See, the enemy wants to get us after each other, doesn't he? He wants us to turn on one another. And he wants us to even to click off into little groups. And sometimes people will do that. They'll get hurt, and then they'll look for somebody else to lick their wounds. Amen? Their wounds. They'll look for somebody else that's hurt, and we'll all get together, and we'll just have our own little pity party over here. How many know that it's time to grow up? Amen? You can't function, amen, in a place where you're in self-pity. In order to be a servant of the Lord, you've got to overcome yourself, first of all. Get over yourself. Get over your pity party. Anybody beside myself ever had a pity party? Okay, so we're in this together, right? But God wants us to grow up and understand that we have been given a responsibility. We have been given a call from the Master to represent Him in this earth. And in order to do that, we must deny ourself. Even the right to be offended. I refuse, I've heard somebody say, I refuse to be offended. I'll forgive quickly. I'll release them in my heart. I'll give them to God. I say, Lord, I choose to forgive. I choose to release that one. And so often people do offensive things and not even realize they're being offensive. People do things because they don't really know what they're doing. That's when Jesus hung on that cross and he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Sin blinds people. We also quench the Spirit by neglecting personal prayer. Amen? The Word of God and fellowship with God's people. Are you glad you came this morning? Yeah. Isn't it good to be here today? Hallelujah. The Lord is with us. And the Lord refreshes us. But we have to open our hearts. We have to trust. In the Old Testament pattern of worship, the fire, there was really three fires in the tabernacle. One was on the brazen altar. And this one was to remain lit all the time. And that represents, of course, the sacrifice. That's where they would take the sacrifice and lay it on this altar of fire. And it would be offered up as a sin offering, a whole burnt offering. The entire offering was to be offered up just as our Lord Jesus was offered up for us as a whole burnt offering, as our sin offering. The fire of God consumed the sacrifice. And today, hallelujah, we are to offer our bodies back to God as living sacrifices, the whole offering. We're supposed to give God our whole life. Are you hearing me today? Leviticus 6 and 12, and the fire on the altar shall be kept burning on it. It shall not be put out. It what? Shall not be put out. And the priest shall burn wood on it every morning and lay the burnt offering in order on it. And he shall burn on it the fat of the peace offerings. And so the first was the largest one. Again, this was the daily sacrifice, the brazen altar. And we see that again in Romans 12, 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. The second fire was the pile of the incense. There was another fire. It was the incense altar, which represents the prayers of the saints. And so the priest would take fire in a censer, which is like a type of a large spoon. And he put the coals on the spoon. And then he would take the incense and he would lay it on the hot coals. And then the incense would give off its fragrance. How many know that our prayers are to be inspired by the fire of God, by the Holy Spirit? Holy Spirit directed prayers, amen. Not some stale, dry, rehearsed thing, but that which was birthed in the Holy Spirit. How many know the Spirit of the Holy Spirit knows the mind of the Father? And He reveals the mind of the heart or the heart of the Father to us so that we can pray in agreement with the prayer of the Father. Amen. And when we pray in agreement with the Father's will, that prayer is full of life. Whenever you are in agreement with the Spirit, you are in agreement with life. Whenever you are walking in the Spirit, you are walking in life because He is our life. He is the Spirit of Christ, the Spirit of His Son that He has sent into our hearts that cries out, Abba, Father. We call on our Father and we come before Him and we make our petitions known. And the Bible says that it is as a sweet, fragrant offering, like as an incense before the throne of our Father when we petition and when we offer prayers and thanks to God. Amen. How many know today the spiritual sacrifice is a sacrifice of praise, a sacrifice of thanksgiving. Amen. And even a sacrifice means sometimes I may not be feeling it, but I'm going to offer God praise anyways. Hallelujah. And I have found the times when I haven't felt like it, I give Him praise and all of a sudden I'm feeling it. All of a sudden I'm enjoying it. Amen. It's the fire of God that enables us to pray in the Holy Spirit. Without the fire of God, we can only offer lifeless, intellectual prayers. And of course, the third fire was the preservation fire. It was a fire that was kept going so that they could keep the other fires fed so that it wouldn't go out. Now God alone provides the fire, amen, to keep us burning for Him. You can't get it from a program. You can't just get it from some kind of a ritual or some church tradition. Some people are relying upon a tradition to save them or some type of church ritual to justify them. But it's a relationship with Jesus Christ, what it's all about. In Him is life. Amen. He is the resurrection. He is the great I am. Jesus said before Abraham was, I am. Hallelujah. So we must give proper care. We must nourish and maintain the fire of God in our lives. 2 Timothy 1:6, therefore I remind you once again, I've shared this many times, but we need to be remembered, reminded, right? We need to keep looking into the mirror and reminding ourselves, oh yes, this is what God wants. Stir up the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands. Stir up means to rekindle the fire as by what? Bellows. How? We need the breath of God to breathe upon the embers in our hearts to fan us back into flame again. Hallelujah. So what happens if you let the fire go out in you? Are you able to get it back again? Yeah. Well, what happens if you let the fire of God go out in you? You begin to lose sight. You begin to lose vision. You begin to lose your focus. You begin to lose your zeal. Amen? Because we are motivated by the love of Christ, who is what? Christ in us, the hope of glory. And we lose our zeal, we lose our fire, amen? We lose our passion. When you have the fire of God, you become a passionate lover of Jesus. Passionate lover of Jesus. God wants every one of us in this room to be on fire for Him. He wants to baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. He wants to set your life ablaze for Him. Come on. He wants us to walk in everything that He's already accomplished for you at the cross. He came that we might have life and life to the full, life abundantly. Hallelujah. That's life in the Holy Spirit. It's not a matter of eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. God wants you to keep a supply of oil in your lamp. Amen? You're supposed to keep that flame. You're supposed to keep the fire going in your own heart. God supplies the oil. My responsibility is to keep the flame. Matthew 12 and verse 20 says, "A bruised reed He will not break, and a smoking flax He will not quench, till He sends forth justice to victory." No matter how badly you've blown it, hear me today, Jesus wants to light the fire in you again. See, the enemy kicks you while you're down, beats you while you're down, tries to keep you down. He tries to remind you of all your failures and all your shortcomings and how you haven't measured up so that he can beat you down in your faith. He's after your faith. He's after your confidence in the goodness of God. How many know it's because of the goodness of God we are who we are today? It's not based on my personal performance, amen? But God wants me to trust Him. God wants me to come to Him, amen, so that I can be changed. It doesn't matter how bad you've blown it. See, a lot of people, they try to be a good Christian. And they set out being a good Christian, at least in their own estimation, maybe. And then after a little while, they discover that I'm not such a good Christian. And the harder I try to be a good Christian, it seems the more I fail. And what's the problem there? Why would that be? Because you're trusting in yourself to be a good Christian. You're trusting in your own ability or your own strength or your own willpower to keep you. And it's only by the power of God that we are kept, that we are sustained. And that's why we need to keep the tank topped off. We need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. We need the fire of God burning in us so we'll have a burning passion for Jesus. We want to be burning for Jesus. Amen? Hallelujah. Not some kind of hyped up thing, trumped up thing, but the fire that comes from the Holy Spirit, from the altar of God, amen, to a vessel who is willing, a vessel who is yielded. Amen? Even an imperfect vessel, yes, like you and I, God says, I'm going to fill you with my Holy Spirit, and I'm going to raise you up in my power, and I'm going to display my glory through your life. All you need to do is give me your life, and I can do something with it. I can do a whole lot more with your life than you think you can do with your life. Will you trust Him with your whole life? The reason why you keep failing is because you're just trying. In your own strength, your own willpower. And yeah, maybe you call on the Lord, but then you set about doing it in your own strength. Guys, all we need is Him. There's a song we sing, "All I need is you, Lord. You're all I need. All I need is you, Lord. He's all I need. Jesus is all I need. If my life is filled with Jesus, I got everything. I have victory because He is my victory. I have strength because He is my strength. I have joy because He is my joy." It's about Jesus. You just need more Jesus. You need to get yourself out of the way and say, "Lord, I open my heart to You. I surrender my life to You. Lord, I want You to saturate me with Your holy presence. Hallelujah. Consume me with Your love. I want to burn for You." Jesus wants to encourage and strengthen the bruised reed. What is a bruised reed? It's this reed. Have you ever seen the reeds on the side of the waters that sometimes they're bent over because they're broken? How many know that God won't despise brokenness? But God can use us in our brokenness. He can use a broken vessel, because a broken vessel is a vessel that is understanding that I need God. I need His grace. And God will bring you and I to a place of brokenness, so we'll have a vessel that He can use, that it can be trusted with His grace. As we understand that we're not here to present ourselves to others, but we want to present Jesus. I'm a broken vessel, are you? But I want to be a vessel of honor for the Lord. I want to be a yielded vessel. I want to be a vessel that's burning. Amen. And the flame of God is burning in my heart. See, God never kicks you when you're down. He wants to lift you back up. A bruised reed speaks of feebleness or lack of stability. God wants to restore His flame in you again. He's merciful. He's compassionate. It also speaks about this smoking flax. It speaks of a wick of a lamp. You know, when the oil is exhausted, all you got is a smolder. But there is a little ember yet. How many have ever been in a place where you feel just like a smoking ember? Just barely hanging on. See, the Lord wants to breathe upon the ember of your heart again. God wants to fan that into flame again. He wants to revive you. He wants to raise you up in strength. His strength. As you commit and submit yourself to Him. He's not going to snuff out the ember, He's saying. He's not going to snuff it out. He wants to revive it instead. He wants to revive His passion in you. Guys, I'm telling you, you're here today and you know you're not where you used to be. You don't burn like you used to. You've been so distracted and had so many things of life hit you, it seemed like, all at the same time, and you just kind of feel like, I'm just kind of hanging in there, just hanging in there. God doesn't want you just surviving. Come on. God wants you to thrive. He wants you to burn again. Hallelujah. And God has to bring us sometimes to that place where we're done with ourselves. We're done with our self-ways, our self-righteousness. And all I am is just a vessel. As the old song says, nothing in my hand I bring. Simply to Thy cross I cling. God merciful. He's merciful. It says in verse 20, He sends forth justice to victory. He'll do these things until what? Justice here means the truth of God going out. The Lord's ministry is going to continue until He brings justice to victory. Isaiah spoke of this as well in Isaiah 42 and verse 4. He will not falter or lose heart until justice prevails throughout the earth. How many are looking for some justice today? How many believe we need justice? Even distant lands beyond the sea will wait for His instruction. God's truth will prevail in His people and will prevail in the earth. As was spoken through the prophet Habakkuk and 2 in verse 14, for the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Ah, I love that. When I pray that. Lord, You said the whole earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord, the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Oh, hallelujah. He's coming to rule. He's going to reign over the earth. He's going to put down all rule, all authority. Jesus will reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. His truth is going out. His word is going out. The gospel is going out into the nations. There is an awakening. Hallelujah. And God is going to awaken His church, His people, because He's coming for a holy people, a holy bride, a non-compromising church that loves Jesus enough to deny itself what it may want to do naturally, so it may please the Master in all things. I want to please the Lord. How about you? If you got Jesus in you, you have a desire in you that God has placed in you to please Him. Do we always please the Lord? No. But do you have a desire to please the Lord? Question. If His Spirit is in you, that is your heart's desire. And when we keep the flame, when we're burning, and the light is on, the darkness cannot comprehend. The darkness cannot overcome. The darkness cannot dominate you. Amen? The devil is afraid of the fire of God. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
We need the fire of God in our hearts. Amen? We need to be burning for Jesus. We don't need to be running with our tail between our legs from the adversary. Amen? And from political correctness or whatever else the enemy wants to use to control and manipulate to dominate us. Amen? God has called us to reign. And we are in preparation for eternity. We are in training for reigning today. God's getting a church ready, amen, that's going to be brilliant, it's going to be beautiful, it's going to be holy, it's going to be pure in every way, right? God's doing it. How about me? I say, yes, Lord, everything you have for me, that's what I want. So He says, then give me all of you. Give me all of you. You want all of me? Give me all of you. Well, Lord, you can have this, but I don't know about that. Well, you see, it's in the area where you say no to God, where the darkness remains. It's amazing what God can do if you just give up. Turn away from you and look to Him and believe Him for your victory. God can break every addiction. He can break every chain. His power is more than enough for anything that we face in this life. He is God. Jesus has overcome the world. And the overcomer is in the believer. And greater is He that's in me than he that's in the world. We don't need to be intimidated by our adversary. Amen? By the devil. Because God is with us. And if God be for us, who can be against us? No weapon formed against us shall prosper. The Lord is very patient. This is the thing. In 2 Peter 3:9, the Lord is not slack concerning His promise of what? His return. As some count slackness, but is long-suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. This is why the Lord, He's not delaying His return. He's coming when the Father tells Him to come. But the Lord is not willing that anyone should perish. The fire of God will refine and empower the people of God. But it will consume the wicked. Malachi 4:1, for behold, the day is coming, burning like an oven, and all the proud, yes, all who do wickedly will be stubble. And the day which is coming shall burn them up, says the Lord of hosts, that will leave them neither root nor branch. Guys, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to understand the times we're living in. It's pretty clear to me. Things are wrapping up. Be ready. But to you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings. And you shall go out and grow fat like stall-fed calves. He's going to take care of you. You shall trample the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet on the day that I do this. Who does it? I do this, the Lord said. In 2 Peter 3:10, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Both the earth and the works that are in it will be burned up. Therefore, since all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness? Once again, God wants us burning for Him. We need the fire of His love burning within us. 1 Corinthians 11:31 says, "For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged." We're good at judging others, but if we will judge ourselves, we would not be judged. That means be honest before God. Allow the Holy Spirit and the Word of God to shine upon your heart and reveal what's really going on. How is it really? Is it truly well with your soul? Do you have peace with God? Are you ready to meet Jesus? If you were to die, take your last breath today, do you know that it is well with your soul and that you will be with Jesus? That's the burning question today. We need to know that it is well. And then, as it says here, to those who belong to the Lord, if when we are judged, we are chastened by the Lord, that we may not be condemned with the world. I ask this question, am I truly burning for God? Maybe you once burned for God, but now it seems you've lost your holy passion. Maybe the cares of this life have crept in and snuffed out your passion for God. Maybe small compromises with sin have caused your fire to go out. How many know it's time to light the fire again? I love that song years ago, Lord, light the fire again. That's my prayer, Lord, light the fire again in me. Light the fire again in your people. As a pastor, that's what I want to see. I want to see everyone in love with Jesus, walking with Jesus, burning for Jesus. If you still have a desire in you to burn for God, if you still have that, know that it is God who put that desire in you. The Lord wants to breathe into your life again. Do you believe that? He wants to rekindle that burning passion in your heart again. You see, we got to get over ourselves. We got to get over the opinions of people. Or what will they think if I don't, if I'm not all that? Are you hearing me, somebody? If I pretend to be what I'm not, I'll never become what I'm supposed to. We're all in this together. We could all use a little more. Could you say amen? Amen. How many here want a greater passion for the Lord? Amen. How many want to burn for Jesus? I mean, like never before. Yes. Well, you got to come to the altar. You got to come to the one, amen, who can burn in you. Hallelujah. Who can light the fire again, amen, and fan it into flame and bring you to a place where now, once again, your eyes are heavenward. Your eyes are upon the Lord. Your passion is to desire and to please Him. Amen. Your desire is to live for Him. Your desire is to honor Him. Your desire is to walk in His ways. Your desire is to share Him with other people. You want to see other people come to know Jesus. When you're burning for God, when the fire of God is burning in you, you will have His heart for the lost. You want to see people come to Jesus. A bruised reed He will not break, and a smoking flax He will not quench. If you're a bruised reed today, maybe you feel weak, unstable in your walk, well, guess what? There's hope. If you're dealing with guilt, maybe, and shame in your life, because you feel like such a failure, how many know the devil likes to beat you over the head with your failures? Come to the altar. Come to Jesus. The one who forgives. The one who gives you another chance. Amen? There's hope in the Lord. If your oil has been exhausted, would you agree there's plenty available? How many know He has a vast supply? How many know He is an extravagant God? He lavishes His grace. If you're hungry, you can eat as much as you want. If you're thirsty, you can drink as much as you want. If you need satisfaction in your life, you're not going to find it in the drink of this world. Come on, somebody. You need a good drink, amen, from His presence. Hallelujah. And God will quench your thirst. And earthly things will lose their power Those things that bind you will be crushed by the anointing of God, the oil of His presence. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. God wants you liberated. He doesn't want you under the power of anything the enemy has put on you. It doesn't matter what the addiction is. Oh, you don't know how bad. God is bigger than that. Don't limit God by your own belief. Help my unbelief, Lord. Lord, help my unbelief. God wants to burn in your life again. Some of you have been kind of just smoldering for a while. I don't know. I'm not your judge. But if you really want more, if you really want that rekindled, if you really want that fire again, you're going to have to make a decision that I'm going to refuse to live like this any longer. I'm going to refuse to be lukewarm. I refuse, amen, to be complacent any longer, even to the point of apathy in some cases. What I need is not to try harder, but to drink deeper. You need to drink deep. Come on. I heard an illustration. Maybe you've heard it before, but if you hold somebody underwater, amen, long enough, they're going to start struggling for air. Amen? Ever do that? Ever have anybody hold you underwater for a while? You start to panic. Well, when you get that desperate for God, it's like you're gasping for air. You're willing to fight. You're willing to be a Jacob who will wrestle with the Lord till the break of day and won't let Him go until He blesses you. When you have that kind of desire in you and you're willing to really give yourself to seek the Lord, then He will reignite the fire in you. He will restore the passion in your heart. The fire of God will burn in you again. How many know that God wants to burn in you today? God wants you to be, amen, on fire for Him. And there's no reason why you cannot be. God will take a quiet person and make them loud. He will take a weak person and make them strong. He will take a not so smart person and make them appear smart because it'll be the Spirit of God working through their lives. He'll take the average Joe and Jane, amen, and turn them into royalty. Because we serve as unto the Lord. We serve the Lord Christ. Jesus is coming for those who are looking for Him. Those who are looking for Him are those who are burning for Him. And those who burn for Him are living for Him. When you're on fire for God, you can't help but love others. Come on. How many can say, I could use some more of that? Amen. Ooh. Lord, we thank You for Your word today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God hasn't given up on you. You're never going to fit the mold of this world, so quit trying. You're not going to fit in. It's time to light the fire. I pray that today God has stirred your heart. That you understand that there is more that God wants to release in you, that God wants to give you. But you have to be willing to step out in faith. To receive what God is freely giving you. You need to come to Him. You need to come before Him with a desperate heart, with a humbled heart, and acknowledge, Lord, I'm not the man I should be. But I want You to make me the man I should be. Would you say yes to that today? Would you be willing to come to this altar right now, and let's pray that God will reignite the flame in your heart today, in my heart today. Would you be willing to get past what people think so that you may touch the hem of his garment today and be healed. Touch the hem of his garment today and be satisfied. Touch him today and be awakened, revived, on fire again. Would you come? And I want to invite you to come. Let's join up here together. We're going to pray for each other. Okay, we all need that. Would you say, I'm hungry. I'm willing. I'm going to come. And I'm going to get prayed for today. Hallelujah. And Lord, I thank you that you... Ooh. Come on, somebody. The fire of God is here. Fire, Jesus is here. You're here today, you need healing. Come. You're here today, you need deliverance from addiction. Come. You're here today and you need salvation. You're not sure where you stand. Come. You need to rededicate your life today. You need to say, I have not been who I should be, but I'm willing to make a change today, and I'm going to come to the Lord, and I'm going to commit myself, recommit my life to Jesus. If that's you, come. You can live the rest of your life in lukewarmness, but God's going to spit you out. God wants us alive and on fire for him. If you come to him, he will never reject you. Father, I thank you in Jesus' name. You are here, Holy Spirit, right here, right now. And that your grace is sufficient. That your power is sufficient to break every chain, every addiction, every device of the enemy. Lord, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ right now over the minds and the hearts of this congregation. You're still here. God has been tugging on your heart. Don't quench the Spirit. Don't refuse. Don't shut off. If God is moving, if you can still hear his voice, come now. Come to the altar. Oh, Jesus. Can I ask everyone just to lift your hands to Jesus and begin to call his name. Have mercy on me, the Son of David. Jesus, have mercy on me, Son of David. Lord, heal me. Lord, rescue me. Lord, deliver me. Break the yoke of the oppressor today. Lord God, deliver me from evil. Break this thing in my life, Lord. Set me free, Lord, from the enemy today in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I pray the fire of God right now on you.